Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. High-stakes drama here in Washington tonight with a vote tied 50-50, but in the end, Pete Hegseth was confirmed as defense secretary.
Vice President J.D. Vance broke the tie during the vote on Pete Hegseth.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Among the Republicans not supporting the combat veteran and former Fox News personality,
Mr. McConnell, no.
GOP Senator Susan Collins also voted no, and
Ms. Murkowski, no.
During his confirmation hearing, Hegseth dismissed allegations of wrongdoing, which included heavy drinking and aggressive behavior toward women, and vowed to bring warrior culture to the top Pentagon post. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Trump is promising federal assistance to deal with the destruction of the Los Angeles wildfires.
It is devastation.
That's what the president said after taking an aerial tour of the area, then speaking with residents on the ground in the Pacific Palisades.
The federal government standing behind you, 100%.
Striking a very different tone from previous statements that he would withhold federal aid over political differences. On water management, for example.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible.
While also promising to waive federal permits to expedite rebuilding. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Israel and Hamas are expected to swap more hostages for Palestinian prisoners this weekend, including four young Israeli soldiers, all women.
Karina Ariev, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levy, and Liri Albag were serving at an army base on the border with Gaza when Hamas attacked in October 2023. Around 180 Palestinian prisoners will be freed in exchange.
BBC's Fiona McDonald reporting. With the fragile ceasefire holding, Gazans have been returning to their shattered homes to retrieve bodies of those who perished in the bombing. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether states may prevent religious charter schools from receiving public funding. It's a case from Oklahoma where the state Supreme Court said no.
And we are likely to hear the argument in front of the Supreme Court that there's nothing wrong with the state allowing a religious charter school to operate and to get public funding. But you have parents and organizations who are suing over this.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson. Target says it's scaling back its diversity initiatives, including a program to help black employees build their careers and to improve the experience of black shoppers in Target stores. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks open a four-game road trip. Tonight, they're in L.A. against the Clippers. Following that, games in Utah, Portland, and San Antonio. Men's college basketball, Marquette with another win over Villanova. 87-74 last night in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have never lost to Villanova since Shaka Smart took over as Marquette's head coach. The Badgers host Nebraska tomorrow at noon at the Kohl Center. NFL conference championships. First, the Eagles and the Commanders at 2, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen hoping to lead the Bills back to a Super Bowl for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in 1994.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. We look at that, and you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
That's the Bills' Josh Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can, "You can say that, mother." DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies because he purchased the home in 2024 for 17 million smackers. Not many people pocket 133 mil on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Demming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program, Anything Goes Weekend. Here I have two quick stories to share with you and some thoughts on one of them. And then we'll pick up your calls. The first is a real tragedy. I mean, this just broke my heart. This young man, Solomon Henderson was his name. He's 17 years old. He's a school shooter. Yesterday in Nashville, or maybe the day before, or I'm not sure exactly when it was, but yeah, it says it unfolded around 11 a.m. Wednesday, so that would be day before yesterday. Fatally shot a 16-year-old classmate, Jocelyn Correa Escalante, and injured another student before killing himself at Antioch High School. He's a young black man. And he left behind kind of a manifesto and a bunch of writings. And as Bethan Sexton writes for the Daily Mail, much of the writings center on the gunman being, quote, ashamed to be black, end quote, and praised the work of Hitler and the Nazis. Now, when he was asked if is there a particular group of people that radicalized you the most, he answered that it was Candace Owens. He said, Candace Owens has influenced me above all. Each time she spoke, I was stunned by her insights and her own views, helped push me further and led and further into the belief of violence over the Jewish question. That's what the manifesto reads. So he was black. He hated Jews, but he also hated black people. Owens, by the way, is a hard right commentator who was denied entry into Australia because of her comments about Muslims and the Holocaust and stuff like that. He writes, I was so miserable. I wanted to kill myself. I just couldn't take any more. I'm a worthless subhuman, a living, breathing disgrace, is what he wrote. A young black man who is absorbing white supremacist worldviews from across the internet and from one person in particular who, is particularly toxic in this regard. And it causes him to commit suicide and try to take several of his classmates, take one of them with him. I mean, this is what happens when you allow this kind of thing unregulated to spread across the internet where young people have access to all of it. And people say, if you're in favor of censoring the internet that way, what about pornography? Yeah, I'm all in favor of censoring pornography, too. Give it a .xxx domain and require people to put up a credit card or something, some way of proving age, to get access to the .xxx domain. I have no problem with that. But I think we have a much larger issue with the fact that with the 1996 Telecommunications Act, Section 230, we gave absolute, unlimited non-liability to the people who own the social media platforms. If the New York Times was to publish half the stuff you can find on Facebook or Twitter, they'd be sued 16 ways to Sunday. I mean, they would be sued out of business. If even Fox News was to come out and say many of the things that you can find on social media, they would be sued. If any broadcast network did, the FCC would shut them down. But because it's on social media and because Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act of 1996 says they don't have to follow any rules at all, they can do whatever the hell they want. They can turn the entire social media operation into a promote Trump operation. It doesn't matter. It's unregulated. Because of that, here we are. I think, frankly, something needs to be done about that. Anyhow, that so much for that rant. Meanwhile, down in Mississippi, Senator Bradford Blackmun, a Democrat, he's got a great sense of humor. This guy has just he started the Conception Begins at Erection Act. It's a proposed law in Mississippi that would make it unlawful for, quote, a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo, end quote. It would impose fines of $1,000 for the first offense, $5,000 for the second, $10,000 for any subsequent offenses. Blackmun referred to the high number of state legislative bills introduced in recent years that target women's access to reproductive health care. And he says, you know, proposed legislation is the answer to that, specifically abortion and contraception. This is what he had to say, and it's just brilliant. He says, all across the country, especially here in Mississippi, the vast majority of bills relating to conception and or abortion focus on the women's role when men are 50% of the equation. This bill highlights that fact and brings the man's role into the conversation. People can get all up in arms and call it absurd, but I can't say that bothers me. Currently, 12 states, including Mississippi, where this legislation was proposed, have basically total or near total abortion bans, and an additional 6 states ban abortion between 6 and 12 weeks of gestation. And so this is his way of trying to point out how absurd it is to regulate women's bodies without even throwing a bone to men's bodies, no pun intended. Other people are suggesting that we should, you know, ban Viagra and things like that, so whatever. All right. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? Daryl in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hey, Daryl. Thanks for listening to KBCS. What's up?
Did I hear that right? I can't masturbate in the privacy in my own room anymore?
That's right. Yeah, at least if you live in Mississippi and this guy gets his law passed. Neither of which are happening, but yeah, I get it, Daryl.
Tom, I love Mexico. I've had a condo there, timeshare there for 35 years. I'm still working on it. The language, I love the people. But when I had a tour guide say that his wife was going to storm a Mexican border crossing, it was about 20 years ago, that he dropped the baby in a hospital, American hospital, and they can't refuse. They just can't refuse. They have to take it. And those hospitals, there's a myriad of them on the border for different reasons. Of course, the dental. But they're closing. They closed one hospital nearest to, can't remember, it's a long time ago. He was perfect in English. He went to La Jolla High School, and so there was no question about it. He said that in Mexico schools, there's no question about it, what they're teaching. That border is theirs. Our border mm-hmm. is their border. And I hearken
well,
back to
it is
my
their
favorite
border, too. You know, I mean, it's, both countries share the border.
You got it. Well, it is a porous border, too, yeah.
This baby tourism stuff has nothing to do with a porous border. It's, by and large, not pregnant women coming across the Rio Grande. It's pregnant women driving in cars legally, you know, with a tourist visa or you know, engaging in regular commerce or flying into the country even. You know, it's mostly, this is mostly wealthy women doing this.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's not your poor huddled masses.
I did want to say one other thing real quick. Like that, when I was living in Germany, I drove a Deux-Chevaux. You know what that is? That funny little French car that looks like a cigarette roller.
Oh yeah,
about the cheapest thing you can get.
Yeah,
you get them for $900.
Yeah,
I was 22.
Right?
This, you know, that's made by Citroën cars.
Oh, Citroën.
They might. They, Yes, it turned good. So, Tom, this is really interesting. This guy looks at me at the Citroen dealer, and like I am caca, you know. Here I am 32. He's 30. He's 22. And he looks at me like I'm just caca. What am I doing? An American, U.S. plates on my car. I was working for the government. And, you know, I want to tell you that what I think is lacking in America is voc tech schools.
Daryl, we've wandered voc through tech. Multiple topics here, but I agree with you. I think we do need voc tech. Thank you for the call. Bill in Bedford, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I wanted to raise something by you, see if this would be constitutional or not. Trump thinks that he's destined to rule America. He wants a dynasty. What would stop him from forcing J.D. Vance to resign and appoint Don Jr. as vice president? And then, like Greg Palast was saying, they can rig the elections. We could have Trump in office for the next 30 years.
Yeah. I don't know of anything that would stop that, Bill. Do you?
No, I've thought of it for a couple of weeks.
Trump talked to Anthony Kennedy into resigning. I think he was, using leverage, because Anthony Kennedy's son was the guy who authorized billions of dollars in loans from Deutsche Bank to Trump. But he got Anthony Kennedy in the prime of his life. I mean, he was early 70s, but he's hale and hearty. He's still around, very much around. Got him to resign from the Supreme Court to make way for what? Brett Kavanaugh, as I recall. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think.
Yeah.
So
I believe so.
Yeah. So I can't knock that one down, Bill. I'm sorry. I don't see a way to prevent him from doing that. If he can talk J.D. Vance
into it. The only thing that could stop him would be the Senate, but they're going to rubber stamp anything he wants.
Oh, sure, sure. There was a time when I thought what was more likely scenario was that J.D. Vance would organize a 25th Amendment challenge to Trump. But I am very skeptical of that now, unless Trump just starts rapidly sliding into dementia, which I am not anticipating. Bill, thank you for the call. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for sleep, those are my favorite, and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. People writing, "The best sleep I've gotten in years," or "I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go." And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. Be sure to check out their sleep solutions, by the way. It's just incredible stuff. At cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM to save 20%, T-H-O-M.
Because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here. Hack in Hortonina, Vermont? How do you say it, Hack?
Well, it was in Vermont. I'm in New York now.
Okay. So what's up, Hack?
One of those towns in Vermont, but that's like one of the few times that I drive in Vermont, and it is beautiful. I don't know why you ever left.
Yeah, it is a beautiful state. I left because the Portland Air America station offered me a morning show and offered us a free studio to do our show. And at that time, basically, we were losing money on this show. and it was a great business opportunity for us. So that's why we're here. Or that's how we first got here, Hack.
That was heck, yeah.
2005
oh, heck, yeah.
Or 6 or 7, something like that. But what's up?
Yeah, my big question is, where the heck is Anonymous in all this stuff? I mean, with all this stuff getting, from what I understand, DOJ flushed its website of anything J6. And I'll tell you, I'm really, really worried about this ban on the health agencies doing any sort of communication.
Yeah, especially with bird flu percolating. I don't know, Hack. I mean, yes. You know, Anonymous, when the Biden presidency started, Anonymous just kind of seemed to vanish. You know, they didn't, you know, there wasn't this concentrated threat to America like Trump had presented for 4 years prior to that, when Anonymous was quite active. So whether they're getting the band back together, or whether it was always just, you know, a small handful of people who are still around, but they're just not seeking the profile because they don't want the FBI going after them, or what? I don't know. But I haven't seen anything from Anonymous in a long time, heck. Maybe I'm just missing it, too. I don't read X anymore, Twitter. I pretty much stayed a blue sky, and I know there's an Anonymous account over there that I follow, but I don't know that it's the Anonymous. You know, you just never know. So good.
I'm a big believer in blue sky myself.
Yeah, there you go. Great question, Hack. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. Judith in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Hey, Judith, what's up?
Hi, good morning. Well, I guess it's afternoon, Tom. I, like many Americans, are concerned about the state of our union, and particularly about our voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
With purging of the voting lists and so on and so forth. And I have only one question for you, and after I ask it, I will hang up and listen to your response. Everybody is talking about looking forward to the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, are we going to be guaranteed that there will even be midterm elections?
It's a reasonable question. It's a very reasonable question.
That's concerning me, so that's why I wanted to ask.
I would argue that there almost certainly will be. I realize that, you know, Trump has been throwing around this idea of declaring a state of emergency, that if he does declare a state of emergency, technically, depending on how he defines it and how broad it is, he could suspend elections. But even mm-hmm. during World War II, even during the Civil War, we did not suspend elections. So I think that would be a bridge too far for his Republican colleagues. I'm not real worried about that. Yet, mm-hmm. but I'm not also willing to just, you know, throw it out altogether. I mean, Judith, the number of things, I mean, starting out with birthright citizenship, Donald Trump clearly thinks that he can rewrite the Constitution.
Yep.
And historic law. I mean, you know, birthright citizenship is in the Constitution. I've shared with you the conservative argument, you know, for, you know, modifying it, as it were. And like I said, I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think it's worth a lot of hysteria around. But that said, you know, what it tells us is that he and his legal people will not feel constrained by the weight of history. They will not feel constrained by, oh, we did it this way every year for the last 242 years or whatever it is since the ratification of the Constitution. So, you know, I get it. Judith, thanks for the call. We will continue the conversation on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Senate confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary in a dramatic late-night vote. It took Vice President J.D. Vance to break a tie.
Former Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell joined Republicans Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Susan Collins from Maine, and all Democrats to vote against Hegseth.
CBS's Christina Kurujo. President Trump has taken action he believes will help fight Southern California wildfires.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible.
With another hostage swap coming this weekend, the ceasefire in Gaza is holding.
Aid is still surging in. The UN said more than 650 trucks of food and supplies rolled into Gaza on Thursday. That is above the 600 per day agreed in the deal.
CBS's Remy Innocenzio reporting from Tel Aviv. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider herkel-derkeling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Herkel-derkeling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase herkel-derkel, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a herkel-derkel stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few $100 a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than herkel-derkel. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks open a 4-game road trip. Tonight, they're in L.A. against the Clippers. Following that, games in Utah, Portland, and San Antonio. Men's college basketball, Marquette with another win over Villanova. 87-74 last night in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have never lost to Villanova since Shaka Smart took over as Marquette's head coach. The Badgers host Nebraska tomorrow at noon at the Kohl's Center. NFL conference championships. First, the Eagles and the Commanders at 2, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen hoping to lead the Bills back to a Super Bowl for the first time since Jim Kelly was the quarterback back in 1994.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. We look at that, and you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
That's the Bills' Josh Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's with top thinkers and activists and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's in the end. Or text my name, Hartman, with the two N's to 511-511 to become a member today. ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511. Together we can make 2025 the year we all protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman. Check it out.
While working hands met every need, the rules were bent, the truth ignored. The wealthy few now own the board. Musk and Bezos, their fortunes soar, while families struggle, wanting more. Congress trades on secret ties, oligarchs rise as freedom dies. 2025, the year of American oligarchy, where wealth reigns and power runs free. The dream they sold has turned to dust.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Michelle in Boston. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you. Help me to understand what's in the brains of these oligarchs and Republicans that want to end Social Security and Medicare, destroy our healthcare system, destroy our education system. They're so pumped and excited to just destroy the republic and create this this oligarchy. We'll go with that. What is the end game? I just don't understand. What does a failed republic look like in America when you are a consumer economy and you are working to destroy the economy by literally not allowing the millions of people that live here to be able to keep buying things that keep America going? I don't understand it. Help me to understand what their end game is.
I have worked when I used to do international relief work all around the world, including here in the United States. I have worked in a number of countries that operate exactly along the lines that Trump is trying to transform America into. And that is that you've got a small group of very, very wealthy people, including the leader himself, who basically own the economy of the country and have seized control of the government, and they turn the power and the levers of government to benefit themselves. And they just get richer and richer and richer. We saw it with Saddam Hussein in Iraq. You know, he became a billionaire. You saw it. You see it with what's going on in the Philippines. We see it in Malaysia. We see it in Indonesia. I saw it when I was in Uganda. There were aspects of it in Kenya, depending on the administration. I saw it in Sudan when I was in Sudan and also in South Sudan. You see it in India right now with the Modi government that's moving very rapidly toward oligarchy. It's basically greed, Michelle. It's greed and greed by a small group of people who have managed to seize economic and political power. And in the process, they're gutting the democracies that they once had in exchange for wealth.
And then how is that sustainable? How do they keep being
wealthy when none of us can afford to buy anything?
That's the $64,000 question, and it encompasses a couple of things. Number one, that oligarchy is a transitional form of government because people get really pissed off at some point because they're being robbed blind and a small group of people are making all the money. And when the people start to fight back, then the oligarchs do one of two things. Either they say, okay, we'll go back to democracy, which is what happened here in the United States in 1933, or they say, no way, we're not going to let you go back to democracy. We're going to start shooting people in the streets, which is what happened in Russia with Putin in the early 2000s. It's what happened in Hungary, not necessarily shooting people in the streets. It was arresting people in the streets. But you get the point. They either crack down and end democracy altogether, end the oligarchy and turn it into full-blown tyranny, as Putin has done, or they say, you know, we don't have enough power to do this, and we'll go back to being good citizens. Just let us hang on to as much of our money as possible. And time will play out how that turns out here in the United States. It also reminds me real quickly, Michelle, of the story I've told many times in this program, but just it's brief. Years ago, I was in somewhere in Asia. I don't remember where I was, Taiwan or Japan or South Korea. I used to do business in that part of the world in the 80s. And I was watching, as I recall, it was Bloomberg Television. And they have a studio in Singapore. And out of their Singapore studio, or maybe it was Hong Kong, there was this young American who was interviewing a German, very, very wealthy German businessman. He was the head of one of the biggest of the German companies. I forget which one. And this young American reporter kept asking him how much taxes he paid. And the first time he asked, the guy was like, well, I think in aggregate, you know, state, local, federal, all that kind of stuff, it's probably around 54%. And the kid was just like, oh, my God, how do you deal with that? And he's like, it's not a big deal. He just kind of brushes it off. And so they go on and talk about something else. And then the kid brings it back. And he says, you know, a couple of minutes later, he says, I just can't get over it. How can you pay that much tax? And the guy said, I make a lot of money. I managed to do it. And then, you know, and he changes the subject again. The businessman does. And then another 5 minutes later, this kid, you know, as he's wrapping up the interview, he brings it back to it. And he says, I just don't understand how anybody in Germany can tolerate, any wealthy people can tolerate paying 54% of their income as taxes. And this businessman leans forward, puts his elbows on his knees and tenses his fingers in front of his face. He leans forward to this kid, and just in the most, let me tell you how it is, young man, voice, he says, I'm happy to pay 54% income taxes because I don't want to be a rich man in a poor country. Now, the problem, right, Michelle, is that mentality actually once dominated the wealthy people in the United States from the 1930s until the 1980s. You know, they didn't involve themselves in politics. They didn't try to rip us off. They were content to make a lot of money, but not control the government. And then came the Powell memo and the Republican Party selling out to a small group of right-wing billionaires, particularly a handful of petro-billionaires. And thus, you know, greed infected the party. And now it's all about what can I get? How can I turn my political position into a small fortune? And that's basically, you know, the entire Republican Party since the 80s, since the Reagan Revolution, starting with Reagan's lies that, hey, if we cut taxes on rich people, it'll help everybody else. Hey, if we cut aid to education, you'll get a better education. You know, all of Reagan's lies. That was when the Republican Party decided that lying to people and ripping people off was probably the best way to get ahead. So, Michelle, I hope I've answered your question.
Well, my question is on the American people. We are not going to stand for this. I was just at the Women's March in D.C. over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Hundreds, it felt like 100,000 people that were there. And we're not going to let this happen. 1933 is going to come back with a vengeance. They don't even have any idea what they're going to end up with. But this is not going to happen here. I can tell you that.
I think you're right, Michelle. I really do. I think it's going to probably take us a year or so to get there, but I think you're absolutely right. Thank you. And thanks for your strong, your ferocious response. I appreciate it. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, happy Friday, Tom.
Thank you, Jeff.
First, thank you. And first, yeah, let's hope we don't get an unqualified misogynist drunk as our Secretary of Defense tonight. But anyway, fascinating first hour with the vote's that soon. I thought it was later. Okay.
Oh, it may have been rescheduled. So, yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, fascinating first hour with Greg Pallas. And, you know, despite the shocking numbers of suppressed Democratic votes that he revealed, let's not forget that Kamala Harris only lost the popular vote by 1.5 points, which gave Trump the fifth smallest margin of victory in the 32 presidential races since 1900. Right. Very, very far from
including two that Republicans lost altogether.
Pardon?
Including two that Republicans who became president, you know, Trump and Bush, lost the popular vote altogether. So you could even take those two out and you could say one out of three. But, yeah, keep going.
And it's something, you know, and so it's far from the landslide that he's claiming it. And it's something that Kamala Harris should be out there debunking every day. It really came down to only a total of 230,000 votes, 80,000 in Michigan, 29,000 in Wisconsin, and 120,000 in Pennsylvania, which makes Greg's numbers even more eye opening. And Kamala's disappearance is more frustrating for the 75 million of us who voted for her.
Yep.
And it does leave a vacuum for a strong opposition leader. And I want to ask you who you think might emerge. But I would say maybe AOC because she's so unafraid. But I just want to finish by saying, Tom, that aside from Greg's numbers, what likely cost Harris the election was her unwillingness to break with Biden on Gaza. And I think that traces back to AIPAC and dark money taking out key progressives in our Democratic primaries.
Yep.
And thus Kamala not feeling enough pressure. Yeah, exactly. And her not feeling enough pressure to modify her position on Gaza. So, Tom, I know you're supporting Ben Wickler for DNC chair. I like Ben, too. I also like Faz Shakir, who just entered the race.
Yeah, Faz is a good guy. He's been a guest on this program many, many times.
Yeah, and he was Bernie's campaign manager, I think not in 2024, but I think 2020.
Yeah.
And maybe they would make great co-chairs, you know. But whoever wins, in my opinion, Tom, we need an outright ban on dark money and super PACs from our primaries, you know, to prevent this kind of, you know, taking out like people that are going to put pressure.
Yeah, it's a
on
real tough one, Jeff, because if you're competing with somebody who has super PACs and dark money, and whoever spends the most money on media wins the election. And, you know, some good guy comes along and, you know, George Soros comes along and says, hey, I'll give you some dark money. I get the principle. I absolutely get the principle. But I'm skeptical that you unilaterally disarm, you know. I think the party should make that a policy across the entire party. But you know, for primaries where it's Democrat against Democrat, not in general elections.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just talking about primaries because I think not having these strong voices against Israel's bombardment of Gaza.
AIPAC people like took out three good progressives, you know, and took two of them out of, you know, sitting seats in Congress.
And Cori Bush, and Bowman, And I will say, Tom, the Dexter who we elected in Portland, she should be a good progressive, and you might want to check into her.
I think at the end of the day, she probably will be, even though she wasn't willing to speak out on Israel. Jeff, thanks for the call. Always nice to hear from
Tom.
You. Yep. 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. 47 minutes past the hour. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman to begin your transformation. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's.
We speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Let's Detox Radio, where dreams are alive. A fair wage, raising a family, we strive.
Welcome back to the program where despair is not an option. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Tom.
Morning.
Yeah, explore the 14th Amendment with me, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna make my point this way. Tom, are you a citizen?
I believe I am.
Why do you believe that you are?
Because I was born here, and, which until now means I was
That's
a citizen.
It. And
I also believe I'm a citizen because the government has certified it by giving me a passport. So, yeah.
Okay. The first one was enough. You were born here.
Yeah.
So this so-called birthright citizenship clause, which is really not a thing, applies to everyone. It doesn't apply just to undocumented people.
Well, it doesn't apply to everyone, Paul. It didn't apply to Native Americans until the 1950s, and to this day, it doesn't apply to children of foreign diplomats.
That's okay. So we're going to get into jurisdiction. So I know you've used this argument, I guess, the right wing, and I know a right wing broadcaster in your area was trying to tell me the same thing: is that
they're united. They believe this.
I know they believe it, but there's two kinds of jurisdiction. One is subject matter jurisdiction, and you can find a whole list of subject matter jurisdiction in Article 3 of the Constitution. And the reason diplomats are not, if they're born here, they're not citizens, is under subject matter jurisdiction. Personal jurisdiction has to do with the geographic boundaries of the jurisdiction of the courts or of the United States. And that's what we're talking about. If you're born in the United States, you're a citizen.
Yeah, Paul, I agree with you. You don't need to debate me on it. I mean, I agree with you, and that's how we've interpreted this clause forever. But you know, let me turn it around to you. Is the phrase in the Second Amendment for the purpose of maintaining a well-regulated militia, or a well-regulated militia being necessary to the liberty of a free state, as I recall? What does that clause mean? Doesn't that modify the Second Amendment, in your opinion?
It does.
Right. And although the Supreme Court disagrees with you, right?
Well, no, in the Antonin and Scalia did in the majority.
Right, in Heller.
John Paul Stevens.
I get it. So my point is that I agree with you, and I think that the 14th Amendment says if you're born here, you're a citizen, period. But I also get that the Republicans are making this argument, which is the opposite of the argument they make on the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, they say, ignore that clause. On this amendment, they say, pay attention to that clause. It's like selective reading of the Constitution. But if they get this before the Supreme Court, which has already proven capable of selectively reading the Constitution, it might happen that you are not a citizen if you're born here unless one of your parents is a citizen. And I'm just saying, I don't see that as a disaster.
If you supposedly abolish this birthright citizenship, which is really not a thing because it doesn't say birthright citizenship.
You're correct.
But if you abolish it, my point is that you abolish the definition of citizenship. All of these defaults that you're talking about, if my parents were citizens, they don't apply. There is no definition of citizenship in the Constitution other than the 14th Amendment.
I get it, although we've passed laws since then, but I get it. Paul, we're in agreement. I think with the exception of maybe it's okay. Paul, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be...
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A close late-night vote in the Senate over the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary, with Vice President Vance called in.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The tie came after three Republican defections, including from their former leader.
Mr. McConnell, no.
Along with Maine Senator Susan Collins, and from Alaska,
Ms. Murkowski, no.
All Democrats voted against Hegseth. President Trump toured wild, ravaged areas around Los Angeles, as CBS's Erica Brown reports.
President Trump and First Lady Melania.